Hey, how's everybody doing out there in crappy land? What a Monday. Started out horrible and just went downhill from there. But hey, we're here. You're here. Everything's good now. We got a great show lined up for you today. Lots of new stuff to debut. I'm going to be playing also some tracks off of some of my favorite releases so far this year. There's just been... There's been so many of them, actually. Like I'm afraid I'm going to have a tough time whittling it down to 10 by the end of the year. So we'll see how that plays out. I got a couple of records in the mail the last week, and we're going to be playing. We're going to be hearing some of that later on in the show. But one of the great things about getting a record package from a small independent label or even the band itself, they'll often throw in some extras. Sometimes it may be some stickers or whatever, maybe some download codes. If you're lucky, you might get some new music that you can test out. And that was the case with an LP I got last week by a band called Tropical Trash. They're out of Louisville, Kentucky. Put out an album called Southern Indiana Drone Footage. And along with the album came a burnt CD. And I figured maybe it was just some demo stuff of theirs or whatever. But so I popped it into iTunes. And lo and behold, the track listing came up. The band name came up. And it was this band called Barricada. And name of the EP is only four songs. It's called MLK Sessions. So naturally... I try Googling it, nothing, can't find anything. There is a band in Spain in the 70s and 80s that were quite active called Barricada, so a lot of my searches turned up that. I did find a reference in a Bandcamp write-up by a band, I think it's a solo a guy, I think he's going by the project I Love Whiskey or something like that. Anyways, he was part of this band, Barricada. And they're from Atlanta. They only released this one release, played a handful of shows and went their separate ways. Very anarcho, noise punk. So yeah, it's pretty much exactly what I like. So we're going to hear a track from that, followed up with Tropical Trash, where I got the CD from. We're going to hear the wax of that and finish this set off with another new band that I recently discovered. So here we go. This is Barricada on Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM. We'll be right back.
Target is going underground. On the second and fourth Friday of every month, the party is in the basement. Shannon's Irish Pub and Eatery hosts On Target Underground in the belly of the city, down the stairs at 175 Carlton, right across the street from the convention center. Starting at dinner time for chill to drinks and hip shakers until close. Mud Marnie spins all vinyl all night, from Motown to British Invasion and more. Drink specials and dinner specials are exclusive to this night, so don't miss On Target Underground. No cover, brought to you in part by UMFM 101.5 and Jameson's Irish Whiskey.
All right, you're listening to Assorted Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. We just heard Garbage Man from Sheboygan, Wisconsin. The bustling hub of noise rock in Sheboygan, Wisconsin. Yeah, I can understand that. That was Bad Trip from their EP Tobacco Bong Rips, which would really suck. That was released on Personal Militia Records. I'm not sure if that got an actual vinyl release. I think it might have been tape only. But don't quote me on that. Tropical Trash before that with Glass Dog from their newest album, Southern Indiana Drone Footage, which is fast becoming my favorite record of the year. One of them. We're going to hear a couple more later on in the show. And Barracuda started the set off with Move On Over from their EP MLK Sessions, going back to 2006. All right, so up next here, we're going to get a little new wave-ish, a little proggy maybe, but still quite noisy, so don't you worry. Band came across featuring members of another band that I really enjoy, 10 Volt Shock. They're called Malgruppe. It's German. They're from Germany. And the name of the album is Tear in Chernobyl. The name of the song is Tinder Baby. This is Malgruppe on Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM.
Tinder, baby. At Winnipeg Record and Tape, 1079 Wellington Avenue, we specialize in factory-sealed vinyl LPs, cassettes, and 8-tracks, as well as an extensive selection of gently used vinyl LPs and both 12-inch and 7-inch singles that span more than 7 decades of musical history. Dig through the bargain bins in the back corner and unearth some forgotten gems. Place a special order through one of our many distributors or check out our music-related book and giftware selections. Visit us online at winnipegrecordandtape.com for store hours and to sign up for our mailing lists to be kept up to date on new arrivals and special events. Winnipeg Record and Tape at 1079 Wellington Avenue. Get yourself some groove therapy today.
All right, you're listening to Assorted Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid, and I wholeheartedly agree with that message. Winnipeg Record and Tape Company, yay. We just heard Death From Above before that awesome commercial. That was a track called Freeze Me off their last album. Yeah, last album, Outrage Is Now. Mile Marker from Chapel Hill, North Carolina, with a track called Untamed Ocean from their, I don't even know if that was their latest album. It was released in 2016. It was called Overseas on Love It Records. And I do love it. I love that album. Not really familiar with their other stuff. I know this band has been around for quite a while. But that, for some reason, that particular release just spoke to me. And Maulgruppe with Tinder Baby off their brand new album, Tear in Chernobyl. Yeah, that was released on the label called Major Label. That's the name of their label, Major Label. I like it. It's clever. All right. I want to talk about a show coming up on Sunday. I'm pretty excited about. Transistor 66 is putting out an album by a band from France called Henchmen. The name of the album is Void in Between. They're from Dunkirk, France. They're playing at the Bulldog Pizza on Main Street. It's an afternoon show, so it's going to run from 2 to 5. They're playing with Sawchuck. We're going to hear a track from them a little bit later on in the show. But I want to start off with the Henchmen. And speaking of France, obviously, if you haven't been watching the news or anything today, horrible, horrible tragedy with the Notre Dame Cathedral. Significant damages from a fire. I can't talk about it anymore because I'm going to get too emotional about it. You know, I'm not a religious guy, but the history, the art, the architecture involved in that, substantial loss to Paris. I'm getting all depressed here. Let's get on with some rock and roll. This is Henchmen from Void in Between. This is Reality's Wall on Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM. Sometime here soon. There we go.
Pittsburgh. Dusting off the red X and all the fucking shit. Red, green, night paint. No heart attacks, the big buns and the dicks. Shots at the Nazis, the racist pigs. Hate the police, little boys speak. Somewhere down in Texas, big buns and the dicks. Right up here, so I cannot do two for kids. Shit on me, shit on me.
Celebration of the 30th Annual Festival, Jazz Winnipeg will host an immersive multi-stage concert at the Canadian Museum for Human Rights on Tuesday, June 18th. Headlining this landmark event will be American jazz vocalist and Grammy Award winner Cecile McLaurin-Salvant, as well as the Joshua Redman Quartet, Brian Blade and his fellowship band, Layla Bialy, Beverly Glenn Copeland, and a who's who of prominent local artists. The event will feature several stages and program artists in unique spaces throughout the museum. Tickets start at only $90 and are available for purchase now at the Jazz Winnipeg office at 100 Arthur Street or online at ticketfly.com. Help Jazz Winnipeg celebrate 30 years of making great music here in Winnipeg and attend the kickoff event at the Canadian Museum for Human Rights on Tuesday, June 18th. Proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
All right, this is Assorted Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. We just heard Slates, which I started off on the wrong speed there. Haha, that was Zorlak from their, it was their second album, Taiga, released on New Damage Records, recorded by Steve Albini. That was put out in 2014. Baby Nebula, before that, local band with a track called Colonel off their self-titled album from 2015. I'd like to see some more stuff from those guys. I really dig that album a lot. A brand new band called Acids, A-C-I-I-D-Z. The track was called Snorting Burnt Hair. So far, that's only one of two digital tracks that they've put out. And according to their bio, that band was born in the ashes of Kill Cheerleader, Die Mannequin, and Midnight Towers. So sounding quite a bit different than those bands. That earlier bands were much more sleaze rock, and this is very firmly rooted in the noise rock. And Henchmen from France started everything off there with Reality's Wall. From their newest album, Void in Between, that's being put out by Transistor 66 here in Canada. And go check them out at Bulldog Pizza this Sunday. It's an afternoon show. It goes from 2 to 5, so get there early. Yeah, that'll be a good one. I'm excited about that. So up next, I'm going to play a couple tracks from some more of my favorite releases so far this year. Low Dose out of Philly. And Illinois from Spain. This is going to get a little bit more emo, I think, than the stuff I usually play from them. So, yeah. Prepare your hankies or your tissues or whatever you need. Here, we're going to start it off with Low Dose. First track on their new album, self-titled. The track's called Low. Thank you.
Danish post-punk masters Ice Age return to Winnipeg on Saturday, May 4th to play a special show at the Goodwill Social Club. If you caught their last show in town, you'll know why you need to get your advance tickets now. And if you missed out, it's a fair warning that the quartet are an act not to be missed. Tickets for this 18-plus show are $18 plus fees and are available now at the Goodwill and online at showpass.com/IceAgeWPG. So get yours and circle your calendar for Ice Age, Saturday, May 4th at the Goodwill with special guest Egyptian producer-composer Nada El-Shazly, presented by Real Love Winnipeg and Disco Needs a Squeeze, and proudly supported by 101.5 UMFM.
All right, this is Assorted Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. We're just about out of time here. We just heard Illinois, which, again, I started off on the wrong speed. I'll get used to that one of these days. That was a track called 166 from the album, their brand new album of the same name. What was that? I was trying to see what label that was put out on. Looks like, I don't know. Salt Marge's Records, there we go, on beautiful orange vinyl. Oh, so nice. It fits the album cover. The album cover is all orangey, too. And Low Dose started that set off. And that was a track called Low. That was off of their brand new self-titled album out on Knife Hits Records. That one's on Coke bottle translucent vinyl. Cool stuff. So I'm going to end things off here in a bit of a punk rock note. Sawchuck is playing on Sunday at the Bulldog Pizza, opening for Henchmen. It's an afternoon show, so show up early. We're going to hear a track off their new album, New Arena. Follow that up with a band out of Italy called the Dick Dastardlies. A track called Watch Me Go. And Hit the Streets from Regina, featuring Neil on drums from Black Thunder, with a track called Nothing, and that's probably going to be all we have time for, but I might slip something else in there. Thanks for listening. This has been Assorted Hour. She wants to do it.